It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now back to Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen, two guys who still argue about whether or not Mr. Ed could really talk.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And in the studio with me doing the questioning, I've got Kirby Pruce. Welcome to the studio, Kirby.
Good morning and thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. And our guest on the line for this segment is Allison Martin, who is the manager of guest engagement at the Lincoln Park Zoo. Welcome to the show, Allison.
Thanks, Lee. Good morning.
Oh, good morning to you. Allison, the first thing I've got to ask you that I was really amazed when I saw it on your website, the Lincoln Park Zoo is open every day and it's free. Is that correct?
That's true. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It absolutely is. How did you guys manage that?
Well, we're actually one of the last remaining free zoos in the entire nation. So that's a fact that we're really proud of. And as to how we manage it, we have a really great community here that supports us through memberships, donations, lots of corporate partnerships, and support from the Park District here in Chicago, all of which combines to make sure that we can keep this accessible to Chicago residents and visitors every single day of the year, and it's something we're really proud of.
Well, that is really a fantastic accomplishment. And Allison, can you help me understand? I admit I've not been to the Lincoln Park Zoo. Tell me, how big is it? How many animals do you have there? Give me the lay of the land, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. So we are probably a small zoo compared to some of the big names when you think about, but really powerful. We're a little bit less than 50 acres right here in Chicago, just north of the downtown area. And we have animals ranging from local species like Massasauga rattlesnakes and painted turtles, all the way up to black rhinoceros and giraffes and bird species from all around the world. And we have them situated in several different buildings around the park, some of which are about 100 years old and some of which are built just a few years ago. So there's a lot of history, a lot of biodiversity, and very close to all of the other tourism attractions that Chicago has to offer.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, Allison, do you guys give any tours about the actual architecture of the buildings that you have in the zoo?
You know, we actually focus a lot on the animals within the buildings, although it's really hard to walk around the zoo and not realize how much history there really is in our facility. Our zoo was started in 1868 with the gift of two trumpeter swans to our institution. And so even from the history of that one specific species up through our very historic Culver Lion House and Cafe Brower and our McCormick Bird House, you can really see the prairie-style architecture kind of evolve on our grounds. We don't really do a lot of tours about the buildings, but something that we really focus on is kind of the evolving nature of animal care and how we have a historic setting and really 21st century veterinary and keeper ethics and responsibilities, and kind of how we marry the history with modern-day zoological practices to provide awesome animal care for all of our feline and reptilian residents here at the zoo.
Wow. One question I've got for you, Allison, and looking at your proximity to the city, do you ever run into a problem with having the types of animals that you have in such a close proximity to the city? I don't suppose there's been an escape attempt.
Well, you know, I can't speak to that because I haven't been here the entire 150 years that we've been in existence. But no, there's no problem with our wild animals being located near the city. In fact, we consider it a blessing. We are located, like I said, just north of the downtown area. We've got two city buses that drop guests off literally at the door of the zoo. And we have, we are right next to the Lakeshore Drive, which is a road that borders Lake Michigan as you drive through the city. And what we really think is special about our institution is the fact that you can see all of these wild animals just after, you know, shopping on Michigan Avenue. You can come and learn about black rhinoceros conservation in the heart of Chicagoland. I think that's a really novel thing for urban residents these days, that you're able to kind of integrate a trip to the zoo into the normal patterns of city life here in Chicago. And that's something that we're really proud of being able to offer the community.
And Allison, I feel that's kind of similar to what Pruce Pets has in that we're, you know, kind of locked in downtown Lansing. There's a lot of concrete around us, and we actually focus a lot on marine life. And a lot of kids that come into our store for the first time, they've never experienced the ocean. So that really makes us a focal point when it comes to education and kids in nature. So I'm sure you guys do a lot with education. Do you guys have programs over the summer that kids can get involved in?
We do. That's one of the things we pride ourselves in terms of not only our summer offerings, as you were asking, Kirby, but actually year-round, we always have educational programs that are going on. Let's say, for example, you come to Lincoln Park Zoo just for a day out with the family, or maybe you're coming into Chicago from Lansing for a weekend trip. It takes about 2 to 3 hours to experience all that Lincoln Park Zoo has to offer. But within your time frame, there's a couple different educational opportunities you can take advantage of. We have programs down at our Nature Boardwalk, which is a newly renovated natural pond that's on the south end of our zoo, where you can learn about urban wildlife restoration and research. And you can find out how a normal pond in the Midwest kind of functions and how Lincoln Park Zoo scientists help to keep it healthy. And that's a program that's free and that's offered every day throughout the summer. You could go a little bit north into our Great Ape exhibit and learn how we are doing husbandry training with our animals, how we are working with them to give them the best care possible. And you can actually see our zookeepers and our apes working together to do simple things like checking their arms, checking their mobility, looking at their teeth, and things like that. And you can go even farther north and talk to some of our educators about just what it takes to build a modern-day zoo exhibit and think about husbandry procedures for rhinos or even spiders and kind of how those differ from species to species. At any given day in the summer, we've got dozens of educators out on grounds that you can talk to, but there's also tons of other staff that love talking about the zoo, and you're always going to run into somebody who's willing to talk to you about what Lincoln Park Zoo can offer.
That's fantastic. And for those who are traveling from Michigan, you guys have an amazing and extensive website. I was checking out your site. It's great. And there was just one thing. I saw you had Sleep Under the Skyscrapers. Is that a camping event for families?
Yep, Sleep Under the Skyscrapers. Of course, it's always weather-dependent here in Chicago.
Right.
I'm sure you guys can sympathize with that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you're able to actually have a camp out here on zoo grounds where you can actually see the Chicago skyline at the same time as hearing some of the animals bed down for the night. So really surreal. Real but very cool experience. And that's something that we found that people not only here in Chicago but elsewhere really like, is that juxtaposition of being in the urban environment but also having that a little bit of escapism and being able to connect to the animals in a very unique way. I think there's nothing cooler than seeing a nocturnal animal start to wake up at the same time that you are starting to think about going to bed.
I would agree with that. We're speaking this morning with Allison Martin, the manager of guest engagement at the Lincoln Park Zoo. And Allison, I also noticed that not just learning for kids, you also had lots of entertainment in terms of rides and things for the kids. Talk about that a little bit.
Yep, we have an endangered species carousel here at the zoo. It's a lot of fun. I love seeing the kids pick out which animal they're going to ride. And some of our repeat visitors pick a different animal every time. And some are very loyal to the animals that they have on that carousel. But it's really centrally located. It's one of the first things you'll see if you come in from our parking lot. And we also have a child's train that takes a little ride through a little wooded part of our zoo and gives kids a little chance to get away and have a little bit of fun free of mom and dad and their watchful eyes.
Well, we know how important that is for those little kids, and I'm sure mom and dad appreciate
it. They probably enjoy the break just as well. Yep, get to sit on a bench and kind of relax for a couple minutes. Very important to keeping the zoo visit positive and moving forward.
Absolutely. And I've got another question, Allison. You were talking about how it's a year-round zoo. How do things change in the wintertime? Because like Michigan, Chicago can get to be pretty cold, pretty icy. How does that change the conditions for the animals?
It's really interesting. I think a lot of people think about a zoo and they automatically equate it with summertime. We think that zoos are a great place to go when it's really hot outside. But actually, when you're talking about wild animals, their patterns of activity, just like yours and mine, are going to change with the seasons, right? And so you'll see different animals being active if you come here in December than you would if you were here at the height of the August heat. So I really love going to zoos in the, what I guess some people would consider the off season, and I actually recommend it. And one of my favorite things to do is to come to the zoo in December. We have zoo lights on the weekends in December, which is a great opportunity to see the zoo all lit up with lots of colorful lights throughout all of the trees bordering all of the exhibits. And what's so interesting about being here in the wintertime is that you do see some of those more cold weather animals becoming a little bit more active. You see less visitorship, and so you have a little bit more intimate experience with the animals. And then you get that beautiful, brilliant display at nighttime where the whole place comes alive in a totally different way. So, I mean, if you were coming here in the wintertime from Lansing, I don't think you could do better than shopping on Michigan Avenue for Christmas gifts and then coming straight up to Lincoln Park Zoo for some evening fun, because it totally transforms the entire city.
Yeah, I would imagine that it does. And getting back to the activities for kids, I even saw that you've got like cow milking and other things that the kids can learn. Talk about that for a second.
Well, one of the things we're really proud of here in Chicago is that we have a rich agricultural history, and now we've turned into this, you know, huge metropolis. And so what we like to do here at Lincoln Park Zoo is really pay homage to those roots in agriculture. We actually have a whole exhibit called Farm in the Zoo. It's presented by John Deere. And that exhibit is dedicated to getting kids connected to farm life and getting them recognizing the role that animals play in our daily lives. And so, yeah, they can watch cows getting milked every day while the cows are still going through that biological process, you know. And they can feed the cows. They can actually take part in, you know, taking care of them by giving them their daily amount of hay. And they can watch a mother pig go through from early pregnancy into actually birthing her piglet. So it's a really great way to get up close to nature. It's really important for urban kids to understand kind of how they fit into nature and how nature fits into their life. And starting at the farm is a great place.
It sounds like a great experience. Allison, I'm afraid we've run out of time, but I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. I really do appreciate it. We've been speaking this morning with Allison Martin, Manager of Guest Engagement of the Lincoln Park Zoo. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for your time. I hope to see some of you guys in Chicago.
It was our pleasure. And we're going to continue the conversation after the break with Julia Palmer from the Capital Area Humane Society, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.
'Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they tried to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed. A disco ball is just hanging.